For our scripture reading, we come to the final chapter of Peter's first epistle. It's 1 Peter 5, verses 1 to 14. You'll find it in the Pew Bible on page number 1296. Peter had previously been based in Antioch in modern-day Syria, and he had taken charge over many of the churches in what is called the diaspora. And now it seems that he's writing this letter from Rome. We say this because in verse 13, he says, "She who's at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greeting." That is probably a code language for the church in Rome, which functioned in the way of Babylon, a very evil designation of that city. And Peter shows in this final chapter his great pastoral concern for the people. He begins with an important and classic exhortation to the elders of the church, to the shepherds of the church, and he calls them to a willing, honorable, loving ministry with integrity. It really is an example for all Christians, but particularly for the elders of the church. It shows how important faithful leadership is in the local church. And he calls the people then to receive their authority from the Lord. And then we have a number of exhortations here, all of which are very godly. One of my favorite is in verse 7. "Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." It's a great memory verse. If you find yourself struggling with anxiety, what a thing to remember that don't you know that God cares for you? So cast your anxieties on him, and he's honest that you're going to suffer as a Christian because of your faith in Christ. But after you have suffered a little while, verse 10, well, God will bestow the fullness of grace upon you. What a great ending it is to the book of 1 Peter. Listen now then to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word beginning at verse 1. "So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother, as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ." The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.